Blog Talk Radio.
Oh yeah, Lord, I thank you for forgiving me over and over again. Yeah, I'm calling on you, Heavenly Father. I'm down on my knees. Say, call on you no matter the hour. Lord, I'm in need. I've been messing up, done lost my house, done lost my job. Why walking out? These church folks say they my friends, but I'm all they talk about. I've been doing wrong, I'm so sorry. Lord, please forgive me. We confess to Him, He'll remove all wickedness. The blood from your Son will wash me from my sins. Clean this house from the inside out. Restore me. Take away my
business doing it, no church or no Bible study, ain't been in my word. Now I know better than this, can't live my life in sin.
We confess to Him, He'll remove all wickedness. The blood from your Son will wash me from my sins. Clean this house.
that you are a miracle in motion. Let me tell you something. You have to understand, when God created you, he saw his word in motion. And he looked at it, and you know what he said? It is good. There are people hurting, sad, in despair, broken, abused, and a lot of it has to do with them not being able to forgive. I want to share a personal testimony with you about forgiveness, and it all happened when my own mother was murdered. You know, earlier today I was thinking, right before the broadcast, what was I going to say tonight that would impact people's lives and change the dynamics of their lives forever? What could I possibly say that would help them to recalibrate the way they think and reposition themselves, you know, create new habits for themselves? Oh, we got a good show for you tonight. I'm excited tonight. I'm excited about what God is doing in this season. How many of you have been watching and looking to see God do some phenomenal things? Let me give you some sound advice. Here's some sound advice. Don't let your soul veer into another man's soul. Because when you allow your soul to veer into somebody else's soul, then you begin to perpetrate their lies. It's time for people to grow up. Can you just grow up? Can you be what God called you to be? I mean, listen, you were created in his image. I mean, he gave you his propensities, his intellect, his likeness, and here you are, you're trying to be somebody you're not. Can you just be your God self and let everybody else be who they're supposed to be? Typically, people are afraid to believe in God. And the reason is they can't see him. And so they look for tangible representation of things that would take his place. But I want to tell you tonight, can't nothing take the place of my God. In your belly is life. And that life, I'll give you an analogy, is like a dripping faucet. And periodically it goes drip, drip, drip. As God begins to unfold your life. And the more you mature, when spiritual maturation comes, then you know what happens? The faucet is turned on full force. And then the life, the living waters of Jesus Christ comes to the surface. How many of you believe that your life has value? How many of you believe that you are tangible? How many of you believe that God knew exactly what he was doing when he made you? God made you on purpose and put purpose in you. So why then do you not live in purpose? I feel the Holy Ghost now. It's getting hot in here. I thank God for being alive. I thank God for this opportunity. I thank God for our listening audience. I thank God that we are growing up right before his eyes. And I believe one day we'll all come to a certain place that we can say, I am somebody in Jesus Christ. Can I get an amen?
Welcome to the show, Abiding in the Tripartite, with your host, Dr. D. Greathouse.
Welcome to Game Changers with Lisa Faulkner on Love 860 WAEC, Atlanta's inspirational talk radio. Lisa is a writer, producer, and innovative communicator with more than 20 years of experience. Join us as we connect you with inspiring experts and entrepreneurs from all walks of life. Your comments and questions are welcome during the broadcast. Call us live on the air at 404-355-8699. That's 404-355-8699. Now, here's Lisa Faulkner.
Hello, everybody, and thanks for joining me for another week of Game Changers with me, Lisa Faulkner. Did you hear the great prophetess before I came on? I was listening, and I was like, I need to get in here and let the prophetess pray for me before she goes. She was a beautiful woman to meet and to shake her hand and get a few words of praise from her as well before she took off there. I enjoyed that. I understand we've got new programs all day, so thank you all for listening, and especially thank you for your continued support and encouragement with me. I thank you. Guys, it is 2015, and what are you doing about it? I'll tell you what Game Changers is doing about it. I hope you find that we're always working to bring you relevant ways to up your game. We've started out by bringing you an entire month of inspiration this January, and I hope you will continue to tune in the following months for more insight on how to hear successful places, how people have carved out their successful niche in the marketplace, and our guests have carved out for themselves, and all the great ways that they give you to up your game as well. Sorry, it's getting a little tongue-tied there, guys. I'm trying to pay attention to Dynasty in the booth while I'm talking to you all. Dynasty, did we have a caller? Was that it? I suppose you would have told me if we did, right? Guys, you know all the great ways to listen to Game Changers. You can listen live at WAEC. Love 860 AM on the radio dial. You can listen and watch online now. We have Love 860 TV. That's at love860.com. You can see us right now, right here in the booth during the show. You can get us on the podcast at penstar.org. And there's also a podcast page that I will get to you all soon. You can get us on either of your radio apps, on iHeart, TuneIn, or iRadio Now. All great ways to listen to Game Changers. Please continue to tune in. Follow me on Facebook, Lisa M. Faulkner, LinkedIn, Lisa Faulkner, Twitter at PenStarLisa, Instagram and Pinterest, PenStarLisa as well. I will continue to check your comments there and continue to connect with you there as well. If you want to know in advance who the upcoming guests are for the show, go to penstar.org on the Game Changers podcast page that I just told you about, or the Game Changers media page to sign up for the weekly newsletter. While you're there, check out a show or two, or get caught up on the articles and just read about all of these great people that keep coming our way. I said inspiration, right? Well, hold on to your listening seats and your listening ears as I bring you our first guest. She is a wonder, an awesome spirit of a woman, I call her. And right here in the Game Changer studio, let me tell you a little bit about her before we bring her on the mic. Dr. Delphine D., Great, also known as D., Dr. Delphine Greathouse is a native of South Florida, a retired Army warrant officer, an entrepreneur, an investor, a life coach, author, and facilitator. She is an ordained minister, president, and CEO of What About Me Ministries International. Dr. D. Greathouse Ministries as well, a music group, a media group, all of it based here in Atlanta, Georgia. She also has an amazing life story. We're going to try and bring you in the most significant ways during these few minutes that we have with you today. But you know what they say, you will have to get the book to understand it all. Welcome to Game Changers, Dr. Greathouse.
How are you doing, Lisa? How are you today?
I am well today. How are you?
I'm terrific. I'm having the time of my life right now.
Excellent. Well, you deserve it. You deserve to have the time of your life. Where do we start? I mean, I've told the people about you professionally, but with so much carved out on your plate to do, which role do you enjoy the most?
I think for me, the role I enjoy the most is ministering to God's people.
Mm.
I've spent so much time in corporate America. Mm-hmm. I spent 20 years in the military. But what I've discovered, and it took some time,
mm-hmm.
but what I've discovered is it was who I was made to be.
Oh, wow.
And I used to tell my mother, she said, when you minister, you seem so happy.
Wow.
And so the best way I could describe it is I actually feel like I'm soaring.
Mm.
I'm free.
That's excellent.
And that's the time that I really feel free.
Excellent. I love that. Well, tell us a little bit about some of your businesses here. You have a media group. You have a ministry. Tell the people where they can find you and immediately tap into those services and ministry that you offer.
All right. Well, the best way to find what we are doing is to go to dgreathouseministries.com.
Mm-hmm.
We have affiliate ministries as well, What About Me.
Mm-hmm.
And we have a challenge here in Atlanta, mm-hmm. and I can't divulge all of that right now.
Okay.
But it does concern the homeless.
Oh, okay.
And taking them from the streets.
Wow.
We have mentoring programs,
mm-hmm.
Raven's Nest. And what
Go
the
ahead.
Media group does is it controls the CDs that we put out,
okay,
the writings that I do, and but most of all, we spend a lot of time traveling and ministering to God's people, loving on God's people.
Excellent. And it sounds like you have a heart for the homeless, and that's so very important. You know, especially during this time of year, we always think about you know what? The devil is a liar, because every time my program comes on, something else happens weird in the building, in the studio, where all kind of sounds and music go off to join me here on air. But the devil is a liar.
Amen. Amen.
This information will go forth today, and it will go forth without interruption. And the prophet just got off the air, blessing the airwaves and blessing me and the program. And we know that we are going to go forth in a healthy way. Now, let's just delve right into some of your timeline of the career, of your career that we find in your book, What About Me? You all need to pick up the book. I'm telling you, you will not put it down until you're done. In one sitting, you will finish the book, What About Me? The title is intriguing enough, but what you learn is not about what you think when you see What About Me. It's not talking about the individual. She flips that really nicely. But you were a successful Army warrant officer for many years, retired military, and later had a pretty successful role in corporate America. And then tragedy struck. Tell us a little bit about your past career and how it all transitioned after you suffered probably one of the worst tragedies of your life.
Well, you know, I started as a private and worked my way up,
mm-hmm.
And I had put in to become a sergeant first class, mm-hmm. when I decided to go and become a warrant officer.
Mm-hmm.
And I had traveled to Europe on 3 tours and around the world, mm-hmm. and stationed here in the United States. And what happened to me was, and the reason I retired is because in 1996, I was diagnosed with what is called polycystic liver
right.
and kidney disease.
Mm.
And I didn't know at the time, but later my abdomen began to grow.
Right.
And so they had put me on all these profiles and everything, and I could not be 100% soldier.
Wow.
And it was something that I had dedicated all of my adult life to.
Mm-hmm.
So I was like, if I can't be 100% and I can't do what I believe in,
mm-hmm.
then I have to let it go.
Okay.
And so for health reasons, I let it go.
But then you still had success in corporate America.
Yes, and my abdomen kept growing. Mm. My internal medicine doctor said, okay, it'll stop because it shouldn't be doing this.
Wow.
But they'll discover in the book, it kept growing.
I was going to say, you all have, again, you have to get the book. When she says growing, we're talking about growing. But tragedy struck in the midst of that while you were going on with life. Even the growth did not hurt you physically. So I think that's why you were able to maintain a successful career and family and, You were back and forth taking care of your mother through one of her, an illness she suffered.
That's right.
She overcame cancer.
That's right.
And then shortly thereafter, I can't explain it.
I tell you something. God deals with me through dreams, and I see visions all the time.
Mm-hmm.
And one day I came home from work, and he said to me, go and be with your mother.
Wow.
And so I gave away all my furnishings. I packed up, and I went back to Fort Lauderdale.
Okay.
And I was actually working in West Palm Beach. Mm-hmm. But all of that is in the book again.
Right, it is.
And what happened was, my mother had recovered from, she was cancer-free.
Right.
But she still was weak because of the chemo and all of those things. But at the end of the day, I was working at my new job in West Palm Beach.
Mm.
And my mother was tragically murdered.
Tragically murdered. When I tell you all, tragically murdered, and I'm not saying get the book just to be trite or continue to explain that, but God is a mighty God, but I don't know that we could go into that situation as the way that it really happened without, you know, taking Dr. Greathouse in another direction here today, because her mother was tragically killed and by a neighbor, no less.
Yes.
A neighbor who they later learned had AIDS, so I suppose he had nothing to live for, he felt. And that is a part of the way, that's the only way I could wrap my mind around the way that he tragically killed your mother, someone who he knew on a daily basis.
Well, you know, when the investigators asked him, well, why did you kill her? You went in to rob her.
Mm.
Why did you kill her? Do you know what he said to them?
No.
He told me to do it.
Wow. Well, that is true. It had to be demon-oriented.
It had to be. But, you know, the interesting part is, It did a lot in me.
Mm.
And so as
talk about that, because even something came out of that you didn't know you would be able to even forgive him for that. Talk about that. What do you mean it did a lot in you?
You know, I said in the book that, and you know, for years I didn't know everything that happened. I had fragmented pieces because I had to go in a few days, you know, they sealed the house off. Then I had to go in a few days later to get the insurance papers and prepare my family for the funeral.
Mm.
And all doing it seems, you know, surreal.
Yeah.
But I remember going to the beach and talking to the Lord. I said, you need to tell me what happened.
Mm.
And he said to me, daughter, it's finished.
Wow.
And I'm walking on the beach, and he said, daughter, it's finished. And I said, what do you mean it's finished?
Mm-hmm.
But at that time, I didn't know Daniel had AIDS.
Mm.
You follow me?
Yeah.
So when God allows in his authority, mm-hmm. in his sovereignty, allows tragedies and things, there are so many good fruits, believe it or not, that come out if people would allow themselves to go through the process.
Mm-hmm.
And Lisa, since you've read the book, you know one of the statements I said, and I don't want people to misconstrue what I'm saying.
Sure.
I said one of the best things that ever happened to me, tragic though it may have been.
Yes.
It made me go back to the source of who I am.
That line blew my mind when I read it in the book. When you said, as tragic as that was, it was probably one of the best things that ever happened to you.
Because I wouldn't be the woman of God I am today.
I got it. I didn't want to get it, but I got it.
And it's the truth.
I got it. And I don't want anyone to think that I'm saying if you have AIDS, you have nothing to live for. I realized when that rolled off my tongue, someone could misconstrue that. But I was just trying to get in the mind of a murderer, the mm-hmm. mind of a killer that would kill your mother the way that he did. I don't want to harp on that. I want to harp on the beautiful life that she lived. And there was another profound word in the book when you talked about your HR director at that time brought you to the murder scene.
Mm-hmm.
And he asked you, how was it you were able to stand there so peacefully, so composed, seeing everything that you saw? Three houses roped off, crime scene, blood everywhere as you walk through, you knowing it's your mother's life that's no more.
Mm-hmm.
And you said to him, everything she taught me, or something to this degree, I want you to tell us, is allowing you to stand there.
I told him that my mother had prepared me
yes.
all my life.
That's what you said.
For that. particular moment.
Mm-hmm.
And amazingly, like I said before, was I was trying to hear her talk to me,
mm-hmm.
even when I was standing out there. Yeah. I was trying to hear her, but I couldn't hear. It was days later.
Mm.
And for a while, I didn't know what happened. And when the reader reads the book, they'll find out that my mother is actually talking.
You know what? Talk to us about that. That was so amazing, y'all. There's a chapter in the book. Now we're talking about this as if we're just sitting around talking about this. But let me tell you what's going to happen with this book when you get a hold of it. And as you listen to Dr. Greathouse, you're going to find your way to some great faith. You're going to find your way to some great healing. You're going to find your way to some great relationship with God. But there is, speaking of relationship, there was no way that if you didn't have such a supernatural relationship, you would have been able to write that chapter. And it was just so profound and unique the way you worked it into the book, a chapter from your mother explaining that very night.
Well, what happened was, for years I wanted to know. And one day I was coming from work, teaching from school, and I got home, and this was right before I got sick,
mm-hmm.
maybe a few months before I got sick, and God says, sit down, get your computer, I'm going to let you find out what happened that night.
Wow.
And so he deals with me like that,
mm-hmm.
excuse me, and so what I did was I got my computer, and the moment I sat, I could hear my mother talking.
Wow.
And she talked me through every I was typing, she was talking, I was typing.
Mm.
I literally was channeled to her.
Mm.
The amazing thing was, it was so much for me. It was such a weight for me.
Yeah.
I had a headache.
Wow.
I had to go lay down.
Well, I can understand that. And that was one of the biggest tragedies Dr. Greathouse suffered, but this woman of God has come out on the other side. You all have got to hear about the 17-year-long illness she suffered. It was not a tumor. She was explaining to me they were a cyst. And you can see this in the book as well. It's pretty amazing, the size and the growth of it and everything in her body all during this time we're talking about. And the size that it grew to was the size of a little person. If you ask me, that was the size of a baby inside
Actually,
of you.
Actually, the transplant team said 5 full-term babies.
Oh, my gosh.
Like 32 pounds I
oh
carried
gosh.
Around over the course of time.
Talk a little bit about that before we go to break. We're going to let you talk. I'm not going to talk anymore. As you all can see, I'm so just engrossed by this book and the information and Dr. Greathouse. But I want her to talk to us until it's time to go to break, because when we come back, we're going to have another guest on. And Dr. Greathouse, you're going to stick around, right?
Yes, ma'am.
She's going to stick around for the entire hour. And once we're done with our other guests, we're going to come back to her and her phenomenal stories. But talk to us a little bit about this illness and the way that growth continued in you for 17 years.
Okay, like I said, I was diagnosed in 1996 while still in the military.
Mm.
And I remember I was having an ultrasound done,
sure.
and the doctor called me in, and she sat me down, and she says, I need to tell you something. And when she told me it was polycystic kidney and liver disease,
mm-hmm.
I said, okay, then give me a pill.
A pill will fix it,
a
right?
A pill will fix it. And mm-hmm. she says, it cannot be fixed.
Mm-hmm.
What we have to do is maintain your renal functions, which is the kidney function.
Wow.
But the best prognosis is by the time you're 72 years old, you will suffer complete renal failure.
Oh, my goodness.
Then she asked me if I wanted to see a psychiatrist, and I said, no, I'm fine.
Wow.
So I went to do research, and, you know, they sent me to a dietitian and all of that.
Mm-hmm.
But the details of it, it's in the book.
Mm-hmm.
But I had an internal medicine doctor,
mm-hmm.
and he kept saying, as my stomach kept growing, it's going to stop.
Wow.
So I would go out, and I would go to Ashley Stewart and buy big tops.
Mm-hmm.
Mind you, I was wearing a 7'8".
Mm.
But I had to wear 18s and some 20
you
tops
all could see it.
To cover up so people wouldn't say, when is your baby due?
Right.
You know, and I'm teaching every day. And interesting, I never had pain, not one day.
Mm.
And that just shows me that the keeping power of God. Mm. I never had any pain.
I mean, you even took care of your mother while you were carrying you, while you were that
yes.
way.
Mm. Because God told me when I was diagnosed, right when I retired in 1998, he said these words to me. He said, if you take care of my business,
mm-hmm.
I will take care of yours.
Wow.
And that, I still didn't get it all then because mm-hmm. that was kind of the beginning of the process.
Yep.
And so I really didn't grasp totally what he was saying, but he was saying, assign yourselves to the things of God, and you won't have to worry. You know, seek ye first the kingdom
yes,
of God
yes,
and
yes.
his righteousness and all of these things that you concern yourself with. I'll just add them.
Mm.
And in the process of adding them, he add bonuses as well.
Yes, yes.
You know, and in retrospect, as I sit here now
mm-hmm.
and I think about how merciful and kind he was not to have me go through pain.
Mm-hmm.
And when I finally got to the point that I had pain, that was the time that he said, enough.
Wow.
It's time for my daughter to be delivered from this thing.
Oh, man. And you all are going to hear about the deliverance. You're going to hear more about it from Dr. Greyhouse. We're going to take a break, and then we're going to talk to our next guest. Dynasty, can we go to break now? Thank you so much. You all, thanks so much for listening. Please continue.
You loved me through my good, and you loved me through my bad. You didn't erase my future because of my past. I'm glad you loved me through my good and my bad.
Do you need someone with solid, expert communications experience to write your copy or your next press release? Then you need PennStar Communications. Let PennStar communicate your greatest potential with clear copy written for your business and marketing needs. Whether it's your next event or next campaign, PennStar Communications can write that for you. Visit PennStar.org or call 404-828-0287 today.
When it comes to legal matters, you can't afford to take chances. You need an attorney with knowledge, experience, and passion. Brian Poe & Associates is one of the most trusted law firms in Atlanta. Mr. Poe and his well-qualified team can assist you with criminal matters, personal injury, and bankruptcy, as well as divorce, wills, and family law. And even more important, you can count on reasonable, affordable fees so that you can get back to living your life. Brian Poe & Associates, serving all of Metro Atlanta, Union City, and Augusta. Call right now to arrange a consultation. 404-287-2363. That's 404-287-2363. Mention Game Changers to receive a special discount. Call 404-287-2363 or simply go online to thesigningattorney.net. That's thesigningattorney.net. The hiring of an attorney is an important decision that should not be based solely upon advertising. Ask for free written information about the firm's qualifications and experience.
Back, Dynasty. We are back, guys. We hear that the phone lines are popping off the charts today, and we appreciate that. I asked Dynasty why she wasn't putting them through. She said, they just want to listen. Well, if you want to talk to Dr. Greyhouse or our next guest, you can call and talk to them or me. You can always ask Lisa anything you want. But you can listen in all the dynamic ways I share it with you when we started the program. You can listen online at love860.com. You can listen on either one of your radio apps. Just dial up Love 860. If you're driving in your car in the Atlanta area, you can dial us up on AM as well and listen there. Our next guest is going to mix it up a bit for us, guys. She is going to bring us some insight that reaches far beyond our Western medicine and mentality we were talking about earlier with Dr. Greathouse. Well, she's going to take us beyond that insight to some very healthy and alternative ways to bring healing in our lives. She is Rochelle Marie Lawson, a registered nurse, Ayurvedic, I hope Ayurvedic or Ayurvedic, I'm not sure, not really versed on this line of health assessment and processes, if you will, but we're going to learn about it. So I could be pronouncing it incorrectly. She's a health practitioner in that area. She's a holistic health speaker and radio show hostess as well. She is the president of the Health, Healing, and Wellness Company, founded to bring holistic health and wellness into the lives of individuals seeking a natural path to wellness. Rochelle's energy, guidance, and enthusiasm have helped thousands of people improve their health and wellness holistically and naturally. She is a successful entrepreneur and is the author of the book, Intro to Holistic Health, Ayurvedic Style. Welcome to Game Changers, Rochelle.
Thank you for having me. It's a pleasure.
Well, a lot of holistic there. A lot of holistic going on. That's a great keyword that you have there. That's your whole deal, huh?
Well, it's part of it, yes, it is.
Well, now, I did not receive a copy of the book, so I'll have to let you toot your own horn about it. So let's start there and tell the listening audience about the book and why they should purchase it.
Okay, so you in the intro mentioned Intro to Holistic Health, Ayurveda Style, but that actually was the first book. I have since written three other books that have become two of them bestsellers and one an international bestseller.
Oh, and congratulations.
So everyone, thank you. So all books are available on Amazon.com or BarnesandNobles.com, or you can go to my website as well, which is RochelleLawson.com to get a copy of the book.
So okay.
I suggest going to Amazon.
Yes, love Amazon. Well, I love your blog. I checked it out. Tell us about the blog. What's the goal of your blog?
Okay, so my blog is, I actually have two, one on RochelleLawson.com, and the other one is AyurvedaHealing.org.
I checked out the AyurvedaHealing.org. Wow, that's a tricky word, isn't it? You have to teach us about that word and what it all means.
Ayurveda? Oh, sure.
Yes, Ayurveda.
So the goal of the
listen how that just rolls off her lips. Ayurveda. Okay, go ahead.
I'm sorry. So the goal of the AyurvedaHealing.org is to disperse or share information with everyone about how they can be healthy and well holistically and naturally, which is different than Western medicine.
Well, you know, that's such a struggle. It's such a struggle here in America because Western medicine just, you know, ascribes to fill us up with medicines. So it's really hard to, it goes outside of our natural boundaries, it seems, to get healthy, natural assessments and products or resources. Talk to us about how we can kind of reframe things, if you will.
Yeah, we've been trained and programmed for all our life to go to the doctor and get something, some kind of prescription that's supposed to heal us. But I'm here to share with all of you guys out there listening, there's no healing in Western medicine. We in America have a sick care system. We don't have a health care system.
Wow.
But most people go to the doctor when they're sick and instead of focusing on preventative health so that they don't get sick and don't need to go to the doctor and take pharmaceutical medications that are not necessarily always good for all parts of our body. So,
no, they're not.
That's the beauty about holistic healing is it's holistic, natural. It does work, but it's not going to treat your signs and symptoms like Western medicine does. It's actually going to get to the root cause of your illness and eliminate the illness so that you don't have to treat the signs and symptoms because it no longer exists. And that's what drives people to go to the doctor, is the signs and symptoms, mm-hmm. not necessarily the illness, because they don't even know they're sick until they start manifesting signs and symptoms.
Exactly. I think you and Dr. Greathouse can vouch for that. Anything, I have a, you said you were listening, so thank you very much for listening in before you came in. So, you know,
you're
Dr.
Key,
it's me. You know, Dr. Greathouse is with us. What do you think, Dr. Greathouse, about Rochelle and her way of living and thinking? I love it.
I think it's exciting.
It is exciting.
You know, and I've often said they always treat the symptom
mm-hmm.
instead of what's the root cause.
They do.
And you know, mm-hmm. I don't know, you know, in my particular case, but I do know many people.
Yep.
You know, as soon as they're symptomatic, they go rush to the doctor.
Yep.
And then the doctor uses the symptoms that the two people before them used.
Right.
And then they prescribe.
No, you're right. That's it. You're both right. And like you're both saying, that's what drives us to the doctor, the symptoms. Mm-hmm. You know, and they rarely, if ever, get to the root cause of the matter.
That's right.
Mm. Go ahead, Rochelle.
You know what's funny is this is I would say it's coincidental, but I don't believe in coincidences.
I know, I don't either. I know what you're gonna say, and I'm gonna allow you to say
it. Let her say it.
Because I just keep, you know, the Lord keeps doing these little divine, dropping these little divine notes into my life and what I do to let me know I'm in charge. I got this. You're doing the right thing. Go ahead, Rochelle. What are you gonna say?
So I was going to say Dr. Greathouse suffered from an illness for 17 years,
amazing.
And guess what?
So did I.
I suffered for 17 years with a it could not be diagnosed by the many doctors that I went to see that were so eager to give me a prescription but didn't know what the heck I had.
Virtually
and even
thing.
When I got my own self well by holistic practices that I do now,
mm-hmm.
It was amazing. I was already a nurse. I already knew what I had, and it was amazing to me and astonishing that all the physicians I went to could not diagnose me in a 17-year period.
Mm.
But here I tried something holistically and naturally and healed myself by the grace of God.
Did you have symptoms? Were you suffering all that time?
Oh,
what was
my – yes. As the illness I had became more deeper into my system, the frequency and the severity of it increased. So as I got older, it became more frequent, and it became more, you know, more severe, to the point where I'm just balled up in a ball on the floor just crying because I was in so much pain. And I'm a person that has a really, really high pain tolerance. So for me to be like that, and that was really the last straw, and I just said, something's got to give. And so during one of my meditation sessions, God gave me the formula to heal myself. And again, in 9 months, I was completely healed and have not suffered since. And
That's
that was 24 years ago.
That's amazing.
Wow.
What was your illness? What was your illness specifically?
I actually had an ulcer that turned into a bleeding ulcer.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah. Yeah.
Well, Dr. Greathouse, your cysts were kind of leaking or doing their
own thing inside
of your body as well, weren't they?
Yes, it's amazing because the cysts on my kidneys, which was driving my blood pressure up because they were squeezing my kidneys.
Mm.
The cysts on the kidneys had urine in them, but the cysts in the liver had water.
Oh, my gosh.
And that's what sent me to the hospital when I got sick, was one of the cysts ruptured on the kidney and sent urine.
Oh, my goodness.
And I was working a whole week. And I'm telling you, it's nobody but God.
Mm.
But you know something I was thinking, how I often say to people when they say, how is it that you made it? I often say, you know, and even the same thing for you. What you went through was for here and now. It all had a divine purpose in God's mind, in his creative authority.
What's so amazing to me is that both of you have taken these trials and turned them into triumph for yourself and for others. I mean, you're using your experiences to now help others. Talk to us about, Rochelle, about how people, what can you share with us in these last 5 minutes with you that we can, you know, that people can start just really applying to their lives, healthier steps?
Okay. So there's a couple things that people can start applying. The first thing I would say is you got to be aware and in tune with your body. Mm-hmm. Your body talks to you all the time, but a lot of times we don't pay attention because we're so busy, distracted with everything else we got to do or we think we have to do in life. And we don't put our health and well-being first until it becomes something where we're in a crisis. Mm-hmm. So listen to your body. Mm. Pay attention to what's going on in your body, your joints, your muscles, you know, your heart, your mind, how you're feeling, mm-hmm. How many times you urinate a day, what color it is, mm-hmm. What about your bowel movements? Do you go every day? Do you what is the texture? What does it look like? Pay attention because your body will give you information before mm-hmm. it even begins to trouble you with the signs and symptoms. Mm-hmm. Once it starts the signs and symptoms, it's really screaming for your help. So pay attention to your body. Mm-hmm. The next thing I would say is to eat the best food that you possibly can eat, that you possibly can afford. Mm-hmm. Go organic. Include more fruits and vegetables into your diet. Mm-hmm. And I'm really pushing the fruit and vegetables. So if you have, like, if you like steak, you want to have twice as many vegetables on your plate than you do have the protein. Mm-hmm. Really incorporate that in, because another thing it's going to do is it's going to help to keep your digestive tract mm-hmm. cleared and swept out. So that way the undigested food that remains in your colon doesn't putrefy and turn into toxins. And, and become, you know, detrimental to your health.
Wow. That's amazing. Then, talk a little bit about that, the undigested food in your colon.
Yes, it's one of my favorites because of me having to suffer for 17 years with a, you know, undiagnosed digestive medical condition. Mm. I love that. So what happens is when you don't have a good digestive fire or when you don't take in healthy or nourishing foods or a combination of both, the food that you take in does not get digested all the way. If you're taking in fast food, junk food, all that kind of stuff, well, there's no really nutritional value in that food. And so you may digest some of it. Your body may use some of it as it metabolizes it. But the remainder of it is going to continue traveling down your digestive tract and end up in your colon where it's left there undigested.
Wow.
And just because you have a bowel movement doesn't mean you're sweeping that stuff out. A lot of it stays in the colon and begins to putrefy, and then from that putrefaction, toxins are released, and your body reabsorbs those toxins back into your bloodstream. And what happens is those toxins will attack the weak part of your body, and then you begin to develop illnesses.
That's when we start to get ill.
Or, you know, all kind of stuff. So pay attention to what you're taking in, because good stuff in leads to you feeling healthy, vibrant, and well. Bad stuff in leads to you feeling like, you know, crap, and you'd be full of toxins and boo-boo. So.
I know. No, you're right. I love your knowledge. I love your concepts. We've got to have you back. You know, I wouldn't mind you popping in here 5 or 10 minutes every month or week or whatever and just laying some nuggets on us, because we need this kind of information. Just because we're not,
I would love it.
We're just not informed enough about how to make the right decisions. It's so easy to make the wrong decisions.
Mm-hmm. And especially for our African American community, because we're not always privy to this type of information.
Mm-hmm.
Even though, like, the discipline of Ayurveda has existed for 5,000 years, we're not privy to it because we have what we came to this country with was taken away from us, so to speak, and we were forced to embrace a system that is not necessarily beneficial to us. So we've gotten away from the natural things that our ancestors and forefathers did back in the motherland. And so this information, again, is not new, but since we don't hear about it, we don't know about it. And it's my goal to share this with as many people, not just African Americans, but as many people as possible, because there is healing in natural. When you think about all the pharmaceuticals and stuff, they're derivatives of some natural herb or plant that exists here on earth, and then they take it and chemically and genetically change it in the lab. So Okay, I'll shut up now because I'm getting out of here.
No, it's okay. You know, you're amazing because Dynasty popped up as soon as you said, okay, I'll shut up. She knows I need to take another break. But before I have to let you go, you spoke about the African American community. And, you know, we love Jesus for the most part. Jesus is who saved us. Jesus is who we know. He is our one true God. And so when you bring something different or unfamiliar other than that, maybe the African American community kind of shies away from that and thinks that you're talking about another God or another Savior, if you will. So let's be clear on what the Ayurveda lifestyle is. Tell us in a nutshell what that means exactly. And I know I've botched up the pronunciation.
No, you're fine. It really is keeping your mind, body, and spirit balanced. And if, you know, those out there following Jesus and Jesus' word, think back in the biblical times, because Ayurveda existed pre-biblical days.
Mm.
So think back in the biblical times. They weren't using pharmaceuticals. They were using the earth and the plants and all the things that God provided on earth for us to utilize mm-hmm. to keep us healthy and well. So it's just really a refresher of bringing back something that existed way before Jesus, way before any of us, because it's all natural, all the plants that God put on the earth for us to, you know, feed ourselves and keep ourselves healthy and well naturally is from the divine, and it's not man-made, and it's not, you know, it's not a man-made doctrine. It actually really is a beautiful way to live your life. And it's just really keeping, if you keep your mind, body, spirit in balance, then you prevent yourself from getting illness, which prevents yourself from getting disease. And it's a beautiful, beautiful way of living your life holistically and naturally.
Sounds like it. And you sound like a beautiful, beautiful person that has really found her way to a freeing and a productive lifestyle. And I so appreciate you stopping by Game Changers. Yes, ma'am. What is it that you want the listening audience to know before we have to let you go? Where can they find you?
They can find me at www.rochellelawson.com. Also, they can go to www.healthhealingwellness.com. And is it okay if I offer your listeners something free that they can
sure.
get from me?
Sure. I'm sure they like free stuff.
Okay, they can go to www.stressassessmentmagic.com. And when they go to that site, they'll get four free gifts from me. One is 21 tips to instantly reduce stress holistically and naturally. It's beautiful. The next one is a meditation that helps to keep the mind, body, and spirit in balance.
Mm-hmm.
The next one is a opportunity to speak with me for free about whatever health challenges or things that they want to accomplish with their health and well-being. And so and then they can take a quiz, so to speak, and get in tune with exactly where they are with regards to their health and well-being, their stress levels, how they're eating, how they're sleeping, you know, living their life, diet, all that kind of stuff. And they get immediate feedback with regards to taking that test once they submit it and they get the results right away. So it's free. It's fun to look at. You get these three free gifts, and it's just my way of giving back and helping people to be optimally healthy and well as they travel down their path to bliss.
Excellent, excellent. Well, thank you again. And you take care of yourself, as I know you will.
Thank you.
Thank you for joining us here on Game Changers. Dynasty, let's
thank
go to
you,
break.
Lisa.
Oh, my sincere pleasure. Take care of yourself. We'll take a short break and come right back to finish the hour with Dr. Greathouse.
Let's face it, negotiation in today's business world can be a real challenge unless you know the right people. And if you want to protect yourself, the first name you need to know is Poe Simpson Law. Poe Simpson provides comprehensive legal support for small businesses, entertainment, athletes, and emerging entrepreneurs. Principals Brian Poe and Michelle Simpson are well-seasoned in contract negotiations and establishing sound business relationships. Whether your concern is corporate, real estate, or launching your creative career, Poe Simpson Law can serve you from start to finish, from forming your entity to contracting professional services. Take the first step in securing your future right now. Contact Poe Simpson Law to arrange a consultation. Call 404-994-6220. That's 404-994-6220. Mention Game Changers to receive a special discount. Call 404-994-6220. That's 404-994-6220. Or visit PoeSimpsonLaw.com. That's PoeSimpsonLaw.com. The hiring of an attorney is an important decision that should not be based solely upon advertising. Ask for free written information about the firm's qualifications and experience.
Someone with solid, expert communications experience to write your copy or your next press release? Then you need PennStar Communications. Let PennStar communicate your greatest potential with clear copy written for your business and marketing needs. Whether it's your next event or next campaign, PennStar Communications can write that for you. Visit PennStar.org or call 404-828-0287 today.
Let me hear the worshipers. Where's all of my praises? I want everybody around the world to put your hands together because all the praise belongs to God. Here we go.
Okay, everybody, we are back. I know you are enjoying this show because I'm just getting soaked up in all of this great information, this great healing information, this great ministry information. And I'm so glad that Dr. Greathouse has decided to stick around for the entire hour. And I really just want to let her flow in her giftings. I really just want to hear from her ministerially, if that is a word. But I think that ministry is very important to you, Dr. Greathouse, and I think that you have allowed yourself to be open up and so transparent this way to help others. Tell us more about why ministry is so important to you and what you hope to accomplish through it.
A ministry for me is a lifeline, and I'll tell you why.
Mm-hmm.
I put this in the book as well, I've always believed there was more to God than what I was seeing growing up in my church.
Wow.
I didn't know how to articulate it to my mother.
Mm-hmm.
And I remember I said, they're not telling the whole story.
Okay.
And she realized, okay, something special about this kid.
Mm.
And so long before the phrase God chaser came along, I was a God chaser.
Wow.
And even when I left home and it took me around the world and I went in the military.
Sure.
What happened to me was I got exposed to a lot of things.
Okay.
And so when you get exposed to things in your life, you get acclimated to the one or two or myriad of things that make you comfortable.
Yes.
And that's
and
why
we kind of stop there.
We stop there, and we stay there.
Mm.
We get attached to people.
Yep.
And I tell you, probably in the next book, I'll spend some time talking about soul ties.
Okay.
Because what we don't realize when we start delving into relationship, we pick up this baggage.
Sure.
And it redefines us. And all God is saying, even in what about me?
Yep.
What about the me I put in you?
Wow.
What about the original agenda? And it took him taking me through the pits, the valleys, because he knew how he made me.
All right.
Just like he knows how he made you.
Sure.
And because of that, he knew he was going to use my life.
Mm.
And he knew he had to create a vessel.
Okay.
That was strong enough to live through all the trials, all the hurt, all the disappointments in life, and come out fighting.
Yeah.
And fighting the devil.
Yeah.
Okay? So, nothing happens by chance.
Mm-hmm.
And I often say there are no oops in God because God doesn't make mistakes. He's not bipolar,
that's right.
You know, absent-minded.
He knows
or
exactly
he doesn't
what
have
he's
mood
doing.
Swings.
That's right.
So I just wanted to share with the listening audience and
yes.
say this. A lot of people have asked me this in my travels,
mm-hmm.
but God made me for this moment in time.
Mm.
And what I have come to realize is the Holy Spirit is real, just
yes.
as real as your hand affixed to your wrist.
Yep.
He is a real person.
Mm-hmm.
And when we start delving into all of these things in our lives, guess what we do? We forget who we are.
Yes.
And some of us even veer, take our souls and veer them in somebody else's lane.
But how do we really learn that? How do we really learn who we are? We're all following a script, it seems, that's been written by those things you described, our families, our lifestyles, our experiences, our education.
Mm-hmm.
Doesn't that all make up a script for us to follow? How do we really get to the real us?
The real you lies in the Father's mind and heart.
Mm.
And so that's why the Holy Spirit, and a lot of people, they may go to church and everything,
sure.
but they're not familiar. They don't have a relationship.
There it is. There it is.
With the Holy Spirit.
Mm-hmm.
He's here as the comforter, the one that leads you
mm-hmm.
and lays the path out for you to follow. If you never have dialogue,
mm-hmm.
you never have
wow.
any kind of access to the Holy Spirit, then you will fumble around lost all the days of your life. Because,
yes.
Lisa, you have to remember,
mm-hmm.
we are spirits
yes.
having human experiences.
Yes.
We are not humans having a spiritual experience every
mm-hmm.
now and then.
Mm-hmm.
And so you're intrinsically linked to God, whether you like it or not.
Right.
And that's why people, when they
wow.
they feel uncomfortable.
That was deep. That was good, Dr. Greathouse. We're intrinsically linked to God.
Absolutely.
Whether we like it or
whether
not.
You like it or not.
Because we're spirit.
Because you're spirit.
Mm-hmm.
And he is the creator of your
yes,
spirit and
yes,
my spirit.
Yes.
And he knows his plan for our lives.
Mm-hmm.
So if we could just get somewhere, sit down, go talk to God for ourselves.
Sure.
He will tell you. The Holy Spirit will come in and start teaching you.
Right.
You know, I call him my best friend,
mm-hmm.
but during these 17 years, even to the point of going through and getting the healing,
mm-hmm.
it was a process.
Yeah.
Nobody wants to go to the process.
Nobody wants
they
to
want
go
the glory.
The... Yeah.
They want the favor. They want all the peripheral things, but nobody wants to go through the,
process.
But can I tell you something?
Mm.
Every one of us has a process we have to go through.
Yes, I believe it. I believe it.
So what I want to say to, and I'm going to say two things and I'm done.
Take your time.
Each one of us, whether we agree with the Father or not, whether we acquiesce, we have to realize because
mm-hmm.
our lives are important and it's valuable to the kingdom of God,
mm.
then what we have to do is understand he's given us our ability.
Yes.
He's given us intellect.
Mm.
He's given us his power.
Yes.
And guess what?
Hmm.
We are all game changers.
Amen. I like that now.
We are all game seriously.
And that's the truth.
It's the truth.
It's the truth. We all have within us
what
the
it takes,
power.
That's right.
And what it takes to change the game.
That's, I'm telling you, we really do. And if everybody did what God purposed each
mm-hmm.
one of them to do, all this stuff we see on television,
mm-hmm.
what's happening in our society today.
Yes.
It would not be because every game changer
yes.
would be lighting up the universe
yes.
all around the world.
Why don't you preach, Dr. Greathouse?
So I just want to say to those that are listening, I'm going to give you four precious commodities.
Please do.
One is your salvation.
Mm.
That's number one.
Yes.
Because no matter what you do here on this side,
yes.
you're going to have to go see the Creator one
yes,
day.
Yes,
so
yes.
don't take your salvation for granted.
Mm-hmm.
The second thing is grace.
Amen.
Okay.
Where would we be without
Where would we be without grace?
I am stranded in grace. And
Amen.
I'm like Gilligan. I don't really want off this island. Don't come try to get me because I am stranded in grace.
Amen. Mm-hmm. And grace is such a gift. And I preached this in North Carolina. Well, actually, I was teaching and telling my testimony, but I started preaching about grace abusers.
Mm.
And I said, how many of you in here were grace abusers? You do your little dirt, mm-hmm. you go back, ask for forgiveness, and then you go back and do your dirt again. That's a grace abuser, that's another time, okay?
Okay.
The third thing is help.
Yes.
And we heard her say what?
We did.
Take care of yourself.
Right. Pay attention to yourself. Pay attention to your body.
Because your body's going to talk to you.
Mm-hmm.
And the last thing is, the last commodity is time.
Wow.
It's fleeting. We only have a limited time.
It's a precious commodity.
It's a precious commodity. Mm-hmm. And if you waste your time, you have wasted your life.
I love that.
And when you have a wasted life, then when you get to glory and meet the King, you're going to bow your head in shame.
Mm-hmm.
Because he's going to ask you, why did you not do what I sent you in the earth to do?
Yeah.
And
wow.
That's all I have. I bless the Lord.
It's good. It's good. And it's enough.
It's enough.
It's enough.
It's enough.
Amen.
Amen.
That's powerful. You have your beautiful day.
Yes.
Do you want to say anything? Or you just want mother?
You don't
want
to say hey to the babies? Say hey to the babies, at least. Say hey to the babies.
Hi, Jessica, TJ, and Miles.
Amen.
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 Tell us about your family, Dr. Greyhouse, before we have to let you go.
I'm a mother of one.
Mm.
I have three lovely grandchildren.
Mm-hmm.
I have a wonderful son-in-law,
mm-hmm.
and he is finding his way every day.
Yeah.
My grandbabies are special children. They're gifts. I mean, valuable gifts to the Lord.
Mm.
So Jessica, TJ, and Miles, you know your Nana loves you, and the world expects great things from you.
Amen. That's so good. And the Lord allowed you to spend some of your healing time with those grandchildren.
Oh, yes.
Mm-hmm.
Amazing.
Well, like I told y'all, so much. We can't tell it all. You can see that I was totally taken with the book, as I am with Dr. Greathouse. Tell them again where they can find you, Dr. Greathouse.
All right. You can find us on dgreathouseministries.com. There you will find us on Facebook, on Twitter, Link. We're about to launch another website, a What About Me website, and another What About Me Facebook for the folks that can contact us. Also, if you want to email me at info@dgreathouseministries.com. The ministry phone number is 855-334-7316, and I think that's about it. Oh, and on Thursday night, we're on Blog Talk Radio, Abiding in the Tripartite.
Excellent.
I love you guys. Thank you guys for supporting the ministry.
I thank you all for listening, and if these two ladies were not inspiring enough, then you just don't want to be inspired. They're living examples of the power of God, the power he has given each of us to walk in our healing, our deliverance, and our God-given purpose for our lives. God wants us to be everything he is. He has granted us access to it all. Change the game, guys. Refocus. Do your best. Trust God. Walk on water sometimes. And with just a little faith, and watch great things happen in your life. That does it for me. I'll talk to you in 6:23. That's 6 days and 23 hours. Until then, do your best.
And join us every week at this same time for Game Changers with Lisa Faulkner, right here on Love 860 WAEC, Atlanta's inspirational talk radio.
My God is
somebody listen. full of iconic figures. The people praise them, they stock is up at a high percentage. The giants in our eyes, the sky's the limit. The picture painted is larger than life, but God is bigger. Your God is greater. I weigh them on the scale like rocks and gators. Found that only God can save us. And God is gracious. That's who we flock to in the day of trouble. And when we blow it like hot food, the song's official. Nobody's greater but Shawn Mitchell. You got it right with that song. It echoes the heart of scripture. Yeah, they wonder why we so serious. It's cause Jesus Christ is also man, period.
Okay, my Son Christ, the King of Kings, and He's God on earth. My Messiah, born and raised to give us all a second birth. And from heaven He came down, down to free all that were bound. Oh God, the 4 and 20 fell down, casting down their crowns.